On the phone now with Coach Chad Frigon of the Liberty Blue Jays, 7-4 on the season. It's a winning record. It's a success in my book. And we are talking about two players that were more than successful for this squad. Coach Frigon, thank you so much for your time. And I'll tell you what, let's start off. We jump right into it. And forgive me if I pronounce your name wrong. But okay. But let's start off with your senior wide receiver, Brady Newland.
Sure. Brady Newland's been a three-year starter for us here at Liberty, and this year we were able to throw the ball a lot more than we had the previous 2 years, and just had an outstanding season for us. Had 50 catches, 849 yards, and 7 touchdowns, and just one of those kids that it's ended up being second all-time in our record books for yards and receptions in a season, second to Marcus Lucas, who's playing for Missouri right now.
Well, tell us about Brady. Is just something that sticks out to you from this last season, or maybe if you've coached him for the past couple of years, tell us something about Brady that sticks out in your mind right now.
Well, when you look at Brady, he's just a great leader, and he does this through all sports. He's center fielder on the baseball team. He plays guard on the basketball team, and just a great competitor and a kid that loves to play. And you can see that carry over to the respect he has from his teammates and his coaches.
Excellent. How is he as a student?
You know, he does a great job in the classroom, and he's one of those guys that also helps out. He does some tutoring in our elementary school classrooms and helps out with them through our school's A-plus program. So he's just a real great leader in our schools.
What do you think some of the things he'll move on to after he gets done with high school?
Well, I think neither of them, Brady, he's going to have an opportunity in college to play either baseball or football, and he's looking at those things right now and wants to go into education. So he's just going to be—he's a great youth that's got a great future ahead of him.
Well, he definitely needs as many educators as possible. That's probably one of the most important jobs in the country, really.
I agree, and thank you.
Oh, no problem. And let's talk about Brady now. It's some of the things maybe that Brady can leave in part, to the rest of the team as he moves on. What can you point out to the underclassmen about Brady?
Well, I think when you look at Brady, he's a kid that, you know, his first 2 years, a very unselfish player, in that we were a 80% run team, and we got closer to 50-50 run pass this year as time really came, and I think he just persevered and became a better receiver, whether it be blocking during that time or we ran the ball more. And he definitely grew as a player both on and off the field. So I think he's leaving that legacy. It shows how you can improve through your 3 years in high school with our kids that are below him.
Excellent. Well, congratulations to Brady Newland and his addition to the football dream team. Now we're going to move on. Someone you're going to have a chance to coach next year as well, a running back too. Let's hear about this junior here, Devin Bryant.
Yeah, Devin Bryant's a player for us that came on, and we split time at running back. David Graves and him split time this entire year and had almost equal carries throughout the year. And Devin played running back for us. He also played quarterback in our Wildcat set. And it was a kid that averaged almost 8 yards per carry this year, had over 1,000 yards as a junior on very limited carry since he was split in time, and just a great playmaker and somebody that we felt got better as the season went along. As you know, every game got a little bit better, and just as he got more experience on the field, continued to improve throughout the year.
How is he as far as work ethic goes in the weight room?
You know, that's a big key for him. When he was a sophomore last year, he weighed around 155 pounds. We look back at his physical, and he really got after it in the weight room this year and got himself up to 175. And we're hoping he continues to grow and get that muscle mass on him because, you know, playing running back in our conference, you take a beating, and you need that muscle mass on you, and you need, you know, a little bit of thickness to take those hits he takes every night at running back.
So as far as Devin's concerned and also the other underclassmen coming up, what do you expect out of them this next offseason and into next year?
Well, one thing that's been nice about with us here at Liberty, that those expectations are set every year, and they know what's expected. They you know, our guys are expected to be in the weight room every day, whether it be in class or if they're not in class, doing that after school or before school, and just continue to get better. They know what it takes to compete in our conference and our league, They know it's their responsibility to get themselves in a position where they can compete against some of the great teams, Rockhurst, Blue Springs South, Ray Peck, Lee Summit North, that make up our conference. And they know what it takes, and hopefully they can get it done each week.
Which one's the more vocal leader out of the two, Brady or Devin?
Definitely Devin. Devin's a vocal leader, and he does some good things for us on you know, just in terms of at practice. He expects a lot from his teammates and goes really hard.
That's invaluable, most definitely. Coach, is there any last thing you'd like to share with these young men and also their family and friends that may be listening?
Well, I'm just excited. You know, for one of them, that had a great career that's finishing up here with Brady Newland, and the, you know, the legacy and the improvement that he made through our program. And he had, you know, just a big game when we beat Rockhurst this year, when he had two big touchdown catches and did some things with that. And that game, they were just so integral to us being able to get that win and being the first time we had beat Rockhurst in 16 years this season. And then I think you look at Devin. I think Devin, we're just kind of scratching the surface on what he can do. And we know that he can become, you know, that running back that can take over a game. And you look at the all-league running backs in our conference this year, with Slaughter, with Lee Summit, and Davin Womack from Blue Springs. And Devin was right behind them on second team. And I think he knows what his goals are and where he can go as a player and where he can take our team.
Well, excellent, Coach. Well said. And we appreciate your time, and we thank you.
Thank you. I really appreciate you having this team and recognizing these kids.
Our pleasure, Coach. That's what we're here for. Coach Chad Fregan of the Liberty Blue Jays making his contribution to the 2013 KMZU football dream team.